And welcome to another episode of Worldwide Wonderful Women. I am your host, Paula Harris, and this podcast is for women who are all about learning how to live in God's divine power when yours is diminished. It is produced on behalf of Transformed Worldwide Ministries. Thank you so much for being here. Blessings. This is episode number 349, and it's entitled Overcoming Sadness on Mother's Day. Once again, Lindsay is joining me. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm blessed. And yourself?
Blessed indeed.
That's wonderful.
Yes, and it's wonderful to be able to have you here with me again and to be together for the kingdom of God. Well, the normal greeting for Mother's Day is Happy Mother's Day, yet this day is not happy for everyone. I am sharing this so that we may be sensitive to this very fact. There is a host of women who will find it hard to celebrate the loss of their mother, grandmother, mother-in-law, stepmother, sister, aunt, cousin, or someone else that has been dear to them. And even some women would like to avoid this day due to the loss of a child, an inability to conceive a child, a miscarriage, a postpartum depression after birth, or some other situation. Even some are dealing with betrayal, abandonment, being stranded, disappointed, or even ended relationships. You get the idea. Mother's Day is just not a happy event for all women, right, Lindsay?
Yes, that is very true.
Now, if you realize that you are one of these women who dread Mother's Day for one reason or another, I would like to suggest a few things. First of all, know your thoughts. Just because you think something doesn't make it true. You might think, I will never be happy again. I am not going to survive this. There is no way for me to heal or recover from this. I'm the one who should have died. You have a choice when those thoughts enter your mind. You have a choice to accept or reject the thoughts that enter your mind. You cannot stop thoughts from entering, but you can stop them from staying and controlling your decision-making, and consequently, really, girls, your life. Seek out truth through God's word or the wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit and get a new perspective on how you are viewing your life even now. When you look at Proverbs 23, verse 7 in the King James Version, it says, as a man thinketh, so is he. And then in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed or changed by the renewing of your mind. And then in John chapter 16, verse 13, it says, but when he, the Holy Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. It's important to know your thoughts. And then number two, know your pain. Don't deny your pain. Acknowledge it fully without trying to hide it from everyone. You can't open yourself up to everyone. I understand that. I mean, come on, that's wisdom. But you should be raw and real with at least one person that you can trust. Sob bitterly. I mean, let it all out. Just sob bitterly if you must until you get it all out and feel heard by someone. And of course, most of all, pour out your pain to Jesus. He knows personally what you're going through and has promised to heal the brokenhearted. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. And then Psalm 55, verse 22 says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. And then Psalm 34, 18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So you need to know your pain. And then number three, know your limitations. Acknowledge any weakness or limitations during this season. If a baby shower or Mother's Day celebration evokes feelings of anger, bitterness, rage, or unforgiveness, it may be best to step back from attending at this time. Now, don't avoid gatherings altogether, but certain ones may need to be put on hold until you begin to heal internally. Even your trust levels may be limited right now, but don't harden your heart to the point that you completely shut down or build walls around yourself to keep everyone out. Sooner or later, your healing will only come by humbling yourself and opening yourself to another person. In God's overall plan, he has chosen to use people. We seek him first above all others, but eventually he is going to use another person as his instrument of healing in your life. He has designed relationships. We see it with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit relationship. And he has designed the community of believers to build up one another in a special way. When one hurts, it is the responsibility of the others to minister to that one. But no one will be able to minister to you if you will not let them. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Now, what is the law of Christ? The law of Christ is love. And then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, it says, so encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. And then Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So again, know your limitations. And then number four, know God's grace. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. Now, let me say that acronym again using the letters from the word grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. Now, you may not want to hear this right now, but everything you need to thrive again in your life is found in Jesus Christ alone. Your present agony may be blinding the blessings and good that is surrounding you, but they're there. You may not be able to see them, but they are there. Ask God to help you to see them and to know and receive the love and blessings that he is just so willing to lavish on you. He has a peace and a joy that no one else can provide for you, but you must turn to him and ask for them. You have not because you ask not. Keep seeking him and asking until you see these blessings manifested in your life. You're uniquely made by him, and the blessings you need right now are uniquely available for you. I hope you believe that and will seek him with all your heart. In John chapter 1, verse 16 to 17, it says, out of his fullness, we all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And then John 16, verse 33, it says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And then Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 to 16 says, this high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. So again, if you're dreading Mother's Day, remember the four things that I shared with you. Know your thoughts, know your pain, know your limitations, and know God's grace. In closing, I'd like to share Psalm 62, verse 8, and this is what it says. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. On this Mother's Day, be sensitive to the women around you. There may be someone struggling in a way who is isolated, lonely, or even depressed. Please reach out to her. This may be someone who helped you to become the woman you are today. She may need you now. So whether a woman has a child or not, we all could benefit from expressions of love and care. Has God put someone on your mind? Are you going to do something about it? Join us again next Friday when Lindsay will share with you. Lindsay, do you have any other thoughts in regards to our podcast today?
Yes, I'm just continuing to pray in this season for all the mothers who right now are mothering, and then for those who have lost their mothers, that they take heart and be encouraged as well in this season, and that they're not alone.
Amen. You're not alone. So make sure you're here next week and have a blessed Mother's Day and smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening. To make sure you do not miss any future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast. We want all to be able to live in God's divine power when theirs is diminished. Also, sign up for our monthly newsletter on our website, twmforjesus.org. Please do share our podcast with others. And Lord willing, we'll be together next month.